The truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
I prefer to create friction, because if you're not pushing buttons, you're just making something pleasant. It's probably been done before, and it's not making anyone feel anything. The words of Camo's musical choice artists this very evening, actually. A little bit of friction, a little bit of rubbing, a little bit of tension. Camo, the floor is yours.
Yeah, if you listen to the record, you may think, boy, that voice sounds familiar, and it probably does. If you've heard Leanne Womack, this is her daughter, Aubrey Sellers, and she just kind of didn't fit into what everything else was doing in Nashville, so she's kind of created her own format called Garage Country, and this is her brand new single, Sit Here and Cry, Aubrey Sellers on Siren FM.
Not going to help at all. Just sit here and cry until you come back, because they may not. Garage Country. Garage Country. Yeah. Natasha Armstrong, thoughts on Aubrey Sellers?
Yeah, I like the fact that it was quite punchy. It was different to a lot of the stuff that we normally get on the show. It's quite...
Particularly camo selection.
Modern sounding.
Yeah, quite modern sounding as well. Even more stunning. It's, Tessa?
Yeah, I thought that was brilliant. A really go-y song. It's definitely catchy. I really enjoyed that.
I must admit, I think it's thumbs up all the way from that particular
thing.
So well done. But of course, the next crucial question is, do we set Camo the task of inviting Aubrey to join us on the show? Tessa?
Yes, of course.
Natasha?
Yeah, she sounds like a real interesting character, and I'd love to get to know more about her.
Are you up for that challenge, Camo?
Yeah, we'll see what we can do. Yeah, it's going to be a tough time now with Thanksgiving next week, but we'll.
Well, I figured we might. I mean, it might not. So it might well be sort of post Black Friday, even. You know, let's face it.
Yeah.
You know, the 21st century equivalent of giving thanks for the almighty merchandise work of a consumerist society. But great news in any case. So, Tessa, any questions you want to put to Camo from Nashville? Because we're not going to Anna Lewis in Jersey, because she's not around this week, nor indeed next week. She's sorting out various other bits and pieces. So.
Well, since obviously last week when we spoke, what sort of new things have you been doing with Nashville Access and things like that?
Man, we've had a really busy week for interviews, and you can see all of them up on our Nashville Access Facebook page. Monday I was out talking to one of the guys from the Oak Ridge Boys, so we'll bring that interview. Saturday I was talking to Jack Ingram. We went to his show out at Franklin Theater. Jack, of course, real Texas guy, and he put on a great show and talked to us about the new album, and it's a real different thing for him. So, again, you can see that interview on our Facebook page, and it's also the feature interview on Nashville Access this week.
It's quite astounding because, as you said, literally 3 hours ago on Nashville Access, tomorrow not one but two Nashville Access Facebook Live sessions as well. Haven't really moved to
Facebook.
Yeah, we've
got Wade Hayes tomorrow, and then a new guy named Frank Foster that I think you're going to like, so we'll try and get him set up for you too.
Now, is that Wade Hayes a bit like Hannibal Hayes and Kid Curry? You might remember A.D. Smith and Jones.
No, nothing at all.
Because in all the trains and banks they robbed, they never shot anybody. This made our heroes very popular with everyone but the railroads and the banks, that is. Sorry. It all goes. You mentioned country. I'm amazed that he's never talked about A.D. Smith and Jones before. Did it cross the border to Canada, of course, Camo?
No, I haven't done that.
You
in
haven't?
A very long time.
No, I'm saying, but you haven't accessed Alias Smith and Jones. Tragedy. One of Glenn Larson's early epic series, based, of course, on the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which presumably, again, Camo won't have actually sort of been counted, but still, never mind. Let's go out and be shot by some Mexicans. Oh, we said we keep away from Donald Trump. Never mind. Blind entirely. Natasha.
Yeah, I want to know how everyone's getting ready for Christmas in Nashville yet, because we've got the light switch on tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm surprised Camo hasn't been invited over, particularly with Kerry Katona going to be pressing the button.
Exactly, you should come over just for the light switch on.
Camo and Kerry Katona, I think it would be a
Camo match. Camo and
Kerry. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
we have Thanksgiving next week, so Christmas really doesn't kick in for us until after Thanksgiving. So, but Opryland Resort flipped on their Christmas lights, so that's always a big deal when that happens.
Yeah, well, you know, that's life, I suppose. Not one, not two, not three, but four brand new musical bells are going to be featured on the programme tonight. We have Els Bailey, Els Bells perhaps, Elaine Greenwood, who's actually sort of joined us before, Jainan Churan and Lena Larkey, who are all going to be featured on the programme, and hopefully we'll be speaking on the programme as well, assuming we can actually contact them. They should all be a go, but you never quite know. A bit of background for you, Alan. Els Bailey's based in Bristol. She has been dubbed a blues princess. Jainan Churan, she apparently shakes us with a new sensationalist post-pop moss of piece entitled Dancing Feet. We have Dream Horses, the latest single from Helen Greenwood, and Lena Lackey, an indie folk singer-songwriter based in London. So you see the standard that you've set with your Nashville choice today is going to be permeating through the rest of the show. And then we'll probably be looking forward to going live to San Diego or thereabouts with the wonderful Native Voices Company and Randy Reinholtz and possibly Jean Bruce Scott as well. Mystery Voice plus Lily Holliman. That makes the show worthwhile tuning into, doesn't it, Camo?
It does. I'm actually sitting here at Debbie Metzger Salon in Nashville getting my hair cut, and it makes me just want to keep having it cut so I can listen to the show.
That's Debbie Metzger Salon in New Jersey. Shameless
right.
plug, etc. Did I say New Jersey? I did say New Jersey.
Yeah,
didn't
you did.
Let's get the right part of in Nashville.
Nashville,
exactly. I'm sure Debbie Metzger could open up a branch in New Jersey.
She probably could now. It's
exactly.
Franchise it out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe even Lincoln, Nebraska, and
it's
then Lincoln, England.
Now.
Spread the whole routine. That doesn't get a discount, Camo. I don't know what will, honestly. You know, you're doing international stuff here in all sorts of ways. Last two questions for Camo, please. Tessa.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us?
Ooh. Yes, I have.
Yeah,
I
sorry.
They were
just getting a difficult bit just around the ears. You know, just around the ears. You're always you've got to have total sort of calmness on that one, basically. It's scary on, yeah. Watch out for that, scissor. Sorry.
Oh, and will you be joining us again on the show next week?
We'll be back next week.
That's good.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. Have a little fun before I die. There's a man next to me out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name is William. I'm sure he's Bill or Billy or Mac or Buddy. Just have some fun. I got a feeling the party's just begun. All I wanna do is have some fun. I won't tell you that you're the only one. All I wanna do is have some fun.
Segue away from Sheryl Crow on Lincoln's First Community Radio Station, Siren FM, at 17 minutes past 5 o'clock. What better way to actually head to Bristol-based Els Bailey, the blues princess extraordinaire. Els, welcome to the production. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
So delighted to feature your good self, Els. Honestly, the team are just almost... I mean, we've just been over to Nashville, Tennessee, featuring our regular link over with our colleagues in Nashville. And now to go to Bristol, it's always good, because what's not to love about Bristol? You know, you've got the bridge, you've got the get off my land, you've got a whole range of sort of wonderful sort of Bristolians there. Indeed, even Charlotte Fortune was a Bristol-less as well. And now we are about to hear Barrel of Your Gun, Get Off My Land. Sorry, we didn't. Els Bailey. Els, in the studio, just a couple of quick introductions. We've got two fabulous Midweek Drivettes and co-presenters. We have Tessa Snart.
Hello, lovely to meet you.
And we also have the equally wonderful Natasha Armstrong.
Hi there.
Here we are. I say equally wonderful and fantastic, but of course they are going to be part of the jury who effectively listened to a whole range of tunes today, thanks to obviously the joys of Manila PR and developing a whole variety of other bits and pieces as well. We have seen your website, and it's a very impressive website. And I think, Natasha, you said, rock chick.
Yeah, it was just... Interesting. I know Tessa was saying she was wanting to know who your influences were, looking at some of the photographs of you. It was quite intriguing.
So already, Elle's, the website is intriguing. So that's good news.
Cool.
Yeah, exactly.
I make it myself, so it's quite nice that people like it. I'm not very technical, so.
Even more power to your elbow. As Blues in Britain actually said, Elle's Bailey gave it all, the complete package, energy, swagger and soul. Whilst her band matched her passion and drive, laying down hook after hook. Blues princess maybe, but with performances like this, Elle's will soon be taking the throne by storm. So the live scenario. Elle's, we're about to actually listen to Barrel of a Gun. Would you like to explain what key things are in this particular thing? And you know, why did we decide to actually go for Barrel of Your Gun, I should say, as your first choice of music?
Sorry, this sounds really bad. Could you just repeat that? I think, my phone is breaking. You know, I'm currently in Nashville at the moment. Did you know that?
Yay. Isn't that even more spooky?
Oh, wow. This is
so I was like, when you were talking about the guys in Nashville, I was like, I'm standing outside the recording studio in Nashville at the moment, and we're actually recording a little different version of Barrel of Your Gun at the moment.
That's what you call the universe at work. If you want to check by a local hairdresser's called Metzger's, I'm sure you get a discount. Camo has been reporting live from a hairdresser. It's better you need one. Anyway, we're about to play Barrel of Your Gun.
Yep.
Are you ready for this, Elle's? Will you stay with us and come back after we've had a listen to it?
Yeah.
That's what we like to hear. So once again, from Elle's in Nashville, doing her stuff from that point. In fact, actually, time in Nashville, it must be around about, 20 past one in the afternoon, I would have thought, just to confirm.
No, it's 20 past 11.
You're early, of course.
Yeah.
It's just sorting that whole.
Yeah, and it's gorgeous weather. I'm just standing outside and it's just absolutely stunning.
Well, if it's any consolation, in Lincoln it's nice and cold. That's Lincoln, Nebraska. As we said, Elle's Bailey, Barrel of a Gun, up now.
You say I've been looking down the barrel of your gun. Oh, ever since we first met, when this began. Oh, I let you believe you had this hold on me. I played my part to perfection, then I threw away the key. Vibrate my brain, gonna come down, stole my soul. You think I don't have a plan after all we've been through? If I'm coming now, you're coming too. You think that you're in control, you're pulling the string. Oh, but you better believe I'll never. This revenge tastes so sweet, you're gonna go down hard. Cause I've been playing the hand while you've been dealing the cards. Vibrate, vibrate, I'll come down, stole my stone, I will fall. Strike that match, watch the flames take it all. You think I don't have a plan after all we've been through? If I'm gonna. Thank you.
your thoughts on Barrel of a Gun, please, Tessa?
Oh, wow. Well, we've just, Natasha and myself have just been sitting here. What an amazing voice you have. We love the gruffness to it. And
is it time for a round of applause?
Yes.
Yay!
Natasha, your thoughts?
Oh, I could listen to you all day long. I love that song so much. That was amazing. It was really, really good.
Can Natasha download that legally these days, else? I mean, is it available? Is it out on the market?
It is. It was released on the 10th of October.
There we are.
You can get it on iTunes. You can also buy the CD from my website. CDs still exist.
I know, it's just wonderful. Now, I see that as well as being a sensational, multi-talented songstress, you've also just taken a post as head of production and host of Positively Talented, the newest station brought to you by Deal or No Deal himself, Noel Edmonds.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's probably not so new now. I've been doing it for about a year. Mm. So, and it's awesome because I get to hear loads of amazing new music from unsigned artists, and you get to really sort of see what's going on, and it's really inspiring, so it's a pleasure to do that.
And this is a really key point, because I mean, we make a point here on the Madrid Drive and Morning Edition of featuring new music, and there's so much talent that is actually out there. Sometimes one feels saddened that that's not reflected by mainstream, dare I say it, Simon Cowell shows. I just realized that's a bit it's by the by.
It is really sad, because I just think, you know, the way to get around that is to really promote, like, going out to go to small shows and finding out what's going on in your city and the bands. So, you know, if you see a local band playing, just go check them out, because, you know, they could be the next Beatles. Who knows? The Beatles had to start somewhere.
Exactly. Els, have you ever played Lincoln, England?
No.
Well, that's, I mean, 2017 has to put that right, surely.
Definitely.
You know, I mean,
I'm playing in Skegness, which I think is kind of near.
Hey, listen, Skegness is to Lincoln what, shall we say, the Cannes Beach is to the film festival, really. It's going to Skeggy, if you wish to actually use the story, it's off to Skeggy, you know? That's always good for that. Exactly. That's the sort of the official line. Thoughts from yourself, Tessa?
Yes, well, I'd like to know when you started sort of singing, what age you were, because we've sort of read up a little bit about you, and you had, an illness it was when you were younger that caused you to have that croakiness about your voice. And I think it was kind of a blessing in disguise there. But, yeah, when did you start singing?
Yeah. So I started singing. I started performing when I was, like, 5 or 6. And I used to do lots of stage shows and musical theatre. And then I started writing when I was 14 or 13. And then I started performing, like, properly in a band about the age of 15 or 16. And then when I left school, I toured for, like, a few years, then went to uni, and then carried on touring again. So, in a very small nutshell.
And Els, which university did you go to?
I went to UWE in Bristol. I stayed local. Because of music, I stayed there. My band at the time was there. And actually, we split up whilst I was at uni, but I sort of decided to stay local so we could do what we did. And then when that broke up, I went and finished my degree and then had a bit of a break. And then as soon as I finished my degree, that's when I started this Els Bailey project.
There are so many magical Els Bailey tunes. Howlin' Wolf, very tempted to actually go to. The Elberton Sessions, the whole... You can find out some of these wonderful things by going to elsbailey.com. You can find out about the autumn 2016 tour. Marvellous. Use a time machine. Go back in the whole thing. Els, have you had a reasonably interesting debut on the Midweek Drive today? Has it been okay for you?
It's been fabulous. It's been absolutely fabulous. Thank you so much for having me.
So can we look forward to featuring you again, and I think fairly much on a regular basis, when you return to Britain, and even in Nashville, however long you stay there, I'm sure they won't let you go, but will you return to the show in the very near future?
I would love to.
Another round of applause for Els Bailey, setting the standard for the new music on the Midweek Drive.
On the wall. I saw the ocean's daughter walking on.
Earlier this year, we were delighted to feature for the first time on Madrid Drive the fantastic talent that is Helen Greenwood, and we refer to her very much as the Dover Gal Extraordinaire. She still is, of course, and she's back with us today. Helen Greenwood, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm fine, thank you.
That's how you'd like to feel. I just love the sort of notion of, Helen journeying outside, gazing in wonder at the beach, and from inside the moon in a state of awe, like an alien, you visit visionary psychics. I just feel as though we're going to just trip magically through the cosmos in this particular area, exploring the ethereal moments of beauty in the domestic environment, singing from inside a crystal vase and gazing at the reflections of kitchen units. It must be the life of a final year journalist, couldn't it, Natasha?
Definitely.
It's extraordinary. Helen, we're about to have a listen to another top tune today, which was selected as another sort of worthy of airing and developing a whole range of other bits and pieces. Would you like to share a few words with us about what we're about to actually listen to, which I do believe is the classic wondrous number whose name is obviously escaping me.
Dream Horses.
Thank you. There you are. Oh, you see, I was facing away. Dream Horses. Tell us about Dream Horses.
Yeah, Dream Horses, that was actually, I started the idea for that song on a holiday with the children in the south of France, and they were in a swimming pool with these big inflatable toys, and it was just one of those really lovely hot summer's days where everything's really slow, and I was reading some poetry by E. Cummings, and I just started to write some words about this theme of children playing, inflatable toys that get larger and seem to take on a new world. So I wanted it to be kind of like sort of haunting in a really strange way, a childhood haunting song kind of thing.
Helen, you've sold it to me. Stay with us. We'll come back to you after a bit of momentary, magical transcendence, I think. Helen Greenwood, Dream Horses.
Oh. clock, 2 o'clock, 3 and away. We toss round in circles, then we fall.
Match the visuals of the video, which you can access through Helen Greenwood's fantastic Facebook site. Extraordinary is the word. Tessa?
Yeah, it's definitely haunting. It's got that feeling about it. Mm. It's calming in a way as well. It's
haunting kind of quite and calming.
It's quite...
Natasha?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. It's quite paradoxical, isn't it? Because it's your voice is beautiful. You have a very lovely, lovely voice, and it is very delicate and very, it's like floating. It makes me think of floating.
Oh, that's good.
Floating on the water. A round of applause for Helen Greenwood and Dream Horses. That's a bit more questions. Natasha, any questions for Helen about video construction, all the rest of the magical things that are there?
Yeah, I love your videos. We're just watching the video alongside Dream Horseman. It reminds me a little bit of Yellow Submarine and the Beatles. Took inspiration from?
You know what?
From?
That's so funny, because somebody, when I performed it at a gig a couple of weeks ago, somebody who's really into their music just said they can hear some chord progressions. And I think there are some cool, like Beatles-type chord progressions. You know, like A Day in the Life.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, there are some, I think there are some cool progressions in there like that.
Oh. No, I love it. I think it's brilliant. Do you work, who does your videos? Do you get a designer to come in and do them, or?
Yeah, no, what happened is a friend of mine who helped me with my last video, she goes up to Mexico on an artist residency. She found somebody who's really into animation, and I just thought, I really want somebody who can animate. And I kind of like the feel of Japanese manga cartoons and things. So she does that kind of thing, Maximo, and it was such a lot of fun. We never met one another, but we just emailed, and I sent her some photos of that holiday with the swimming pool. And we just talked about haunting, ideas about a world that can be a little bit dark. But she actually did it so magically. It was very, she caught something that I felt myself quite dark, but she caught something really magical and childlike, more than I expected, actually, that video.
Tessa?
Yes, I've just got some information here, and it said one of your earliest memories was playing along with thunderstorms. Is that kind of where your style of music come from? Like how you've developed your music over the years, and
what's that? Sorry, just like
when you was younger, your earliest memories was playing along with thunderstorms. Is that sort of have you stuck with sort of? Is that how it's contributed to your style of music?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, especially this last time, I realised just something in nature is. I think it just must inspire so many people, and I think it feels really important to be in touch with nature. I just feel, just let it, do what it needs to do, to escape to it and feel, try and feel connected to it.
when I'm composing. Helen, definitely.
Helen, you've transported us once again today. I thought after your last news material, how could you actually beat that? But you have. In fact, I've also reset a Cardinalson because clearly I hadn't liked your Facebook page. I have now done that. So that's always critical from that point of view. And I'm sure it'll be shared through across the base. Have you had a reasonably interesting return visit to the Midweek Drive? Has it been okay for you?
Yeah, no, it's fun. Yeah, it's really interesting because I always expect to hear one person, and I just hear another few people. That's nice.
Well, you see, that's the magic of radio studio work. You see, sometimes you expect one, but then, as many Buddhists would say, we are
nice,
all one.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, would you be kind enough to return again and keep us transcendently meditating in the joys of your fantastic music? Will you return, Helen?
I will.
There we are. So keep it
on.
Round of applause for Helen Greenwood. Another extraordinary, wonderful selection. Time for George Harrison.